I sometimes make mistakes that frustrate people, that demotivate them. Absolutely, it is possible to motivate your employees. I also observe two very different leadership styles in this world. One I would call duty, and the other I call desire. Stefan, is it even possible to motivate people? This is one of the most frequent questions I get asked whenever I work with leaders of any seniority on topics of strategy, leadership, or change. Is it even possible to motivate people? And with this question that maybe you asked yourself or you have others heard asking as well, with this question, it's my pleasure to say a warm welcome to you to today's LightWolf podcast entitled Motivating Others. Is that even possible? Now, looking at leadership, in my view, in my experience, people expect three fundamental things from you. You, as the leader, are expected to give them orientation, motivation, and the feeling of connectedness. So motivation is very, very central to leadership in general. And here is my view on this topic. In fact, this topic has been debated. There are also leadership experts who say, no, you cannot motivate others. I politely, yet decidedly, disagree with this. I have three components of leadership and motivation that I would like to share with you. Number one, employees do have a basic motivation. They are motivated anyway. That's why they come to work every single day. In my experience, almost anyone coming to work wants to do good work. Maybe with very, very few exceptions. When I think about my 30 years in three different companies, in three big blue chip companies, highly professional, there was maybe one or two examples that crossed my mind when I wasn't completely sure whether people have that foundational basic motivation. But everybody else does. And if I cite Paul Polman, who has also been our guest here in the LightWolf podcast twice already, when we talked about accelerating sustainable change, and earlier on in 2019, when Paul was my guest and we talked about trees and leaders, so this his key secrets of strong leadership, he said, you know, Stefan, when we talk about courage, when we talk about systemic leadership and criticism, he, Paul, said, very often when I criticized individuals, I was almost always wrong. Yeah? And I share the same experience. When I criticized people, then oftentimes the mistake was not in the individual, but it was in the system that we have put around individuals. So I'm convinced of point number one regarding motivation. Employees do have some basic motivation anyway. Point number two, stop demotivating them. I don't know how you see yourself, how honest you are, how reflected you are, how strong you are. Maybe you're an outstanding leader. I just admit that at times, despite my best intentions, I do make occasional mistakes. I sometimes make mistakes that frustrate people, that demotivate them. Never on purpose, but I'm human, so I do make mistakes. And it's interesting for me, an interesting statistics I once read about leadership said 93% of all leaders deem themselves to be very strong leaders, but they only deemed 37% of their bosses to be good leaders. I find this a little funny because to me it also suggests that some of us, self included, we may have white spots at times. And I think we do have white spots at times. We sometimes are not fully aware of all the implications of our own behavior on others. And I admit, I just sometimes make these little mistakes. I sometimes do things that demotivate others. And my second point on motivation is stop demotivating others. And then, and that's where some other leadership experts stop, I very decidedly add point number three. Actively motivate your employees. Absolutely, it is possible to motivate your employees. I'm completely convinced. I've seen it happen to me. I've had 16 different bosses in my career, 16 different leaders, and the best of them also managed to motivate me. Maybe they didn't give me a motivation completely on top that was not at all in me. Probably they gave me something on top and they also helped me unleash what was inside me anyway. But you bet you can actively motivate your employees. I also observe two very different leadership styles in this world. One I would call duty and the other I call desire. There are leaders who push their organizations, who command, who control, who tell people what to do in sometimes very decisive and decided, sometimes even dominating tones of voice. And I'm not naive. These styles work, at least temporarily. And I see these other leaders who don't push their people, who don't want to create duty and obedience, but they want to create desire. They want people to burn for what they do. They want people to really be inspired, motivated from within rather than obeying to the outside world. And I'm a passionate believer in that second style of leadership, all around desire. Yeah. So there are ways how you can move people from duty to desire. And one of them is, for instance, asking instead of talking. Asking people for their own best solutions rather than telling them what to do. Or giving them good feedback. And with good feedback, I do not necessarily only mean praise. With good feedback, I mean feedback I can understand, I can relate to, I know what to do with in order to improve my performance. That's good feedback. And that may be a well-done praise, it may well be a nice, good-feeling appreciation for a job well done, and it may also include a really well-formulated constructive criticism, particularly when there is a big mistake that needs to be corrected. So all of them, to me, are included in good feedback. And I think it's also important to know others' triggers. How well do you know the personal triggers of all your direct reports? How well do you know what motivates them in a professional context on a personal level? Some are driven by money. Others are driven by titles. Yet others are driven by responsibility or by doing work they like, or by particular kinds of projects, by being visible on stage, or the exact opposite, just being visible to you, their Leitwolf, their leader, and just being appreciated by you. Yeah? So I think it's important to really understand the personal individual triggers of our people, because then it is so much more important to actively motivate our employees, to actively motivate them and praise them for work well done and work that also pays big time into their personal triggers. So tip number three, yes, you can actively motivate your employees. You can move them from duty to desire by asking instead of talking, by being on eye level rather than on a superior plateau, by moving them from duty to desire, by appreciating them rather than taking their performance for granted, and by giving them good feedbacks and by knowing their personal triggers. Absolutely, yes, you can actively motivate people. Now, If you would like to get deeper into this, if you would like to learn leadership, if you'd like to quickly and within just 1 year learn, understand, use, and practice the most impactful tools of leadership around the 6 topics that you really need to master, then feel welcome to join the new Lightwolf Academy. The Lightwolf Academy is a 1-year e-learning program accompanied by live coaching with me. It contains my very best knowledge from 30 years as a leader, from being a first-time leader with 6 people way back then, to being a European board member leading 12,000 people in 20 countries in Europe. Here in the Lightwolf Academy, you can practice together with me for an entire year. I offer you the main decisive points that you really need as a leader. And this is all supported by 6 times live coaching virtually with all members of the Lightwolf community together. So if this is interesting for you, then please have a look at the podcast description or at my website under stefanhohmeisterleadership.com. The first driver, the first divider on the top is all around the Lightwolf Academy. And if it's interesting for you, I'd be very delighted to soon welcome you as a new member of the Lightwolf Academy. And if you like the way I share my tips here with you, my experience with you, then please subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast. And it would be terrific if you could leave a written feedback, because then I learn what works for you in the way I share my learning, and if there is anything else I can do to be even more effective for your learning. Every single week there is new content appearing. It's now more than 200 podcasts in the Lightwolf podcast libraries, no matter whether you are on Spotify, iTunes, or on any other podcast access. And it's a group of more than 10,000 people downloading regularly every single month. People in 40 countries on all 5 continents. So if you like it, please subscribe. Let me have your feedback. And I thank you very much for your time today. Looking forward to next time. Thank you very much. Your Lightwolf Stefan.